Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Streaming TV shows and movies directly to your home is a breeze with Netflix. As a Netflix member, you can instantly watch TV and movies on your PC, Mac, mobile device, or television. Get a free 30-day trial membership. Go to netflix.com/stuff and sign up today.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How does hemp work? When most people think about fibers for cloth, what they think about is things like cotton or wool. With cotton and wool, you can comb them out, spin them, and create thread very easily. This thread is great for making cloth that's soft to the skin, but it's not very strong. Hemp, on the other hand, is a lot like flax, and flax is where linen comes from. In both hemp and flax, the fibers are in the stalk of the plant. The fibers are something like the threads you see in a stalk of celery. They're long, stringy, and tough. To get at the fibers, you comb them out of the woody part of the dried stalk. The fibers tend to be coarser than cotton or wool, but they are very strong. This strength makes hemp great for things like rope. The reason why hemp shows up in organic magazines and catalogs is because it's very friendly to the environment. For example, environmentally conscious people like these aspects of hemp. First, cotton raised in the United States requires millions of pounds of pesticides and fertilizers. It's a very intensive crop that takes a lot out of the land. Bugs like boll weevils love cotton and they must be killed with insecticides. Hemp, on the other hand, is a weed. You can grow hemp using much less fertilizer and pesticide. Second, hemp fibers can be used in many different ways. With hemp, you can make cloth, paper, cardboard, fiberboard, and lots of other stuff. By using hemp for paper and construction materials, pressure is removed from forests. Hemp also grows much faster and more densely than trees do. The problem with hemp is that the hemp plant is also known as the cannabis plant, which is also known as the marijuana plant. This connection to marijuana is what makes hemp such a hot issue in the United States. There are varieties of fiber hemp that eliminate the drug component of the plant to a large degree, but the concern is that it would be very easy to hide drug plants in a crop of fiber plants. So at the moment, hemp production in the United States is stalled, and it's a source of continuous debate. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.
This episode of Brain Stuff is brought to you by Lynda.com. Lynda.com offers thousands of engaging, easy-to-follow video tutorials taught by industry experts to help you learn software, creative, and business skills. Membership starts at $25 a month and provides unlimited 24/7 access. Try Lynda.com free for 7 days by visiting lynda.com/brainstuff.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.